Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Night Zone. We're running on the very basic essentials tonight. 20 minutes before airtime, once again, as if it was a timed clock, we started to experience technical difficulties with connection with blogtalkradio.com. We have no idea what is causing all of these technical difficulties. It is making it very, very difficult to conduct the show because my guest is sat on the call-in line on Blog Talk Radio waiting to speak. So, David, I know you are out there, sir. If you would hang up, and what I'm going to do is I will call you through Skype and I will connect you through my connection to the show. And we'll see if we can resolve the technical difficulties that way. So if you could hang up your line, and I will call you back on the private Skype number, and we'll hopefully something like that just may be able to get through. I have no idea how we are going to get to the phone lines, no idea whatsoever. As I say, we are firing on bare minimum. The Blog Talk Radio website that houses the switchboard for all of the phone systems just will not come alive, which is very annoying, not only to me, but to my producers and no doubt to my listeners. So what we are going to do is we're going to take a quick break. Well, not a quick break. We'll take a break till the bottom of the hour. At 8:30, we will start the Night Zone show and go through until 9:30. We look forward to chatting with you then. Take care. And they are assuring me that I am broadcasting live. However, we are still blind, but we can see somewhat. We're hoping anyway. We may have found the issue or the error, and we're hoping we can correct it in very short order. It does look to be a communication error with Blog Talk Radio and sounding systems. So at the bottom of the hour, this show will end, and we will start the second show with David Baker. And hopefully by then we'll have David sequestered on a phone line and we'll be able to have a chat. And I do apologize for all of the errors and the communication problems. It does appear that every time we try and bring quality information to the Blog Talk Radio Network and to the people at large, that someone, somewhere is most definitely resisting our advances, which gives me a little bit of concern because we're just a small fish in a big pool. Can you imagine what some of the mainstream media could do if they really put their mind to it? So it's quite interesting that it has come about this way. Don't quite know what to say. But we will pick up the show at the bottom of the hour with David. And David, if you're out there, I do apologize, sir. Stranger things have happened and don't know why they have to focus on mediums. Maybe it's a spirit that's trying to tell us that they don't want the story told. Could it be that, David? We'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour when you come online with us. Because if it is a spirit that is trying to stop us from seeing something, it could get very, very interesting in the paranormal world. Now, you know, I'm a George Norrie fanatic, and I believe George when he says no such thing as ghosts. And I believe he may be right. There is no such thing as coincidence. So this happening tonight may be a prophecy of our own. Look at that. Wouldn't that be interesting if this was a prophecy of our own? Maybe a prophecy of our own making, possibly. But it does look like we are up and running, and I see 415 is alive. I'm going to bring the phone line alive although I do believe we will get cut off here in the next 10 minutes. David, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Colin, and I hope we don't get cut off.
Well, I tell you, it's the strangest thing, David. I tested all of the systems. I went on a live broadcast earlier today. Everything was wonderful. I checked the memory on my computer. I checked to make sure I wasn't carrying too many cookies. I did everything. I did everything. And 20 minutes before airtime, David, all hell broke loose.
You always have this problem when you get mediums on the program. The spirits like to play games.
Maybe that's what it is, but it scares the bejesus out of me. I know that at times. We have 11 minutes remaining in this segment, David. What I have done is I've broken the segment into the top 30 minutes, which is trying to get on and get comfortable. And then we'll go an hour from the bottom of the hour, and we'll do a full night zone show at the bottom of the hour. How does that sound?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's the best way to do it, because we can't not let this information not get out, David. So, I'm very appreciative of you being with me tonight. And by the way, I do appreciate you helping me out with Sandy Closure and Acceptance the other week. Again, communications, whatever it is, and I don't know why it only happens when we open up the Night Zone radio show. I wish I could say that it's a problem with my system, but my system runs like a top until I touch the darn Blog Talk Radio show.
Could it be spirits need the energy and they're tapping in and borrowing some of your energy?
Well, I must be rattling someone somewhere. That's the way I'm looking at it. So that's what I'm thinking, David, is I'm rattling somebody somewhere, because the energies that are being used to prevent us coming to air at a timely fashion is very, very frustrating, my friend. It's I like to be on time, and I don't like to push the networks all the way down the line out of time sync. So that's why we'll pick it up at the bottom of the hour, and we'll start the full show then. And then that way we'll make sure the people get their values worth, because what you have to say is very enlightening, and I truly enjoy it each time.
Thank you very much, Colin. I'm looking
You're
forward
welcome.
To doing that.
Good. Did you experience any of the earthquake down there, David?
No, because I'm several hundred miles north. I'm in the upper half of California, above San Francisco, about 30 minutes in Marin County. Lower, this occurred near the lower southern border of California, so we didn't feel a thing. And
right.
There has been quite a few earthquakes all the way around the world, and somebody asked me where I feel the next earthquake is coming around here, and I told them down south will be the next one, and sure enough, there it is.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that hardly anybody was hurt this time.
Yeah, at least we seem to be weathering them a little easier, but for the grace of God, I guess. I'm a little concerned with the West Coast. It seems to be cracking all the way up to Alaska, and that San Andreas can get a little shaky. But anyway, we have 1 hour and 8 minutes remaining of the show, David. So as I say, at the bottom of the hour, we'll go to the full hour, and then we'll do the full opening and all the blah, blah, and what have you, just so that we can get a full hour of show in for our listeners, and then we'll crop it to an hour on the replay, just so that you're aware of how that will go about tonight, if that's okay with you.
Just like you did in a similar fashion with Sandy's show.
Absolutely. It's the best way to do it, because it gets rid of all of the bumps and grooves, I think.
Awesome. Okay, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I think so. That way I cover my backside, and I can give my clients and my listeners out there a very valued show. So I tell you what we'll do. We'll go silent for 7, and then we'll come back at the bottom of the hour. How does that sound? Give you a chance to get comfortable and get ready for the show, David. Okay.
All right.
All righty. So I put you back on the hold, David, and just reminding everybody that we are running 30 minutes late, so we are picking up at the bottom of the hour. And when we pick up at the bottom of the hour, we'll be doing the full show with the intro and, you know, all the bells and whistles and what have you. And the reason we're doing that is because we've had communication problems. Now, it's possible the spirits are monsters and their energies are a little too strong for our station. I'm not sure. Whatever it is, it seems to happen whenever we have psychics and mediums in our midst. So, you know, almost anything can happen when that happens. And from what I've seen so far, he has. It seems to me that the energies and the powers of the spiritual medium is nothing to be trifled with, because I think there's some very great human energies that mankind have either forgotten or passed by the wayside in the sake of possibly, I don't know, in the sake of social order, maybe. Maybe some of those arts have been released and forgotten about because of social order. Could that be possible? I wonder.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. This is a live event. In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed, the wind shouts about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone, and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality info, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or hosts. We remind all of our listeners, KVMTOR, ladies and gentlemen, the host, Colin Knott.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madam and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition
of Night Zone Radio Live.
I'm your host, Colin Knight, and tonight, returning to the shadows of the Night Zone, psychic medium David Baker taking your call. Our guest tonight is a psych medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and past over loved ones.
David Baker, psychic medium. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And broadcasting live from our secret location in a tin-foiled suit inside a steel bunker deep under the frozen tundra of downtown Calgary, Alberta. Tonight, we had hoped to have the toll-free line up and running, but I'm told we're still delayed with that upgrade, so we will advise as soon as that comes to fruition. We're actually fortunate that we're even near her at all tonight. What a night, 20 minutes before the showtime, as usual. Whenever we bring a medium and a psychic onto the show, we begin to have technical issues. Our good friend David Baker is back with us, taking your calls. And I have to say that David's accuracy rating here in the Night Zone is very, very impressive. As we go to air tonight, of course, a 7.8 magnitude earthquake strikes northern Sumatra in Indonesia. And Sunday, a 7.2 shaker in the Baja California, Mexico. And the American mine workers in West Virginia killed in a horrific mine gas accident. And our thoughts are with those families tonight. As we watch the destruction around the world, I wonder if the prophecies of Nostradamus just may be coming true. Is this the last but one pope? The beginning of the end of organized religions? Well, I tell you what, watch the Night Zone listings, and we'll look at those issues and more coming up in the next couple of months. A great big shout out to the bricklayer's much better half. Glad you finally found us on the dial. It has been a while. Let's catch up in the southeast sometime, okay? Huge hello to our listeners in the Cranbrook area, British Columbia, Canada. I'm told that the countdown to the weekend is already on. Four more sleeps. I think it's a BC Mountain beer thing. And a happy birthday to Tim in California, our Night Zone associate. His wife, Jen, downloads a week's worth of shows at a time and swaps discs with her hubby's long-hauling pals each time they come home. Jen tells me they have hundreds of shows on the discs. So thanks, Jen, and happy birthday, Tim. And let's not forget our listeners, of course, in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, headquarters for the Night Zone Radio. We appreciate you guys tuning in locally. A special shout out to a recovering listener. Sounds like an alcoholic, doesn't it? A recovering listener? Anyway, get well soon and keep on listening during your recovery. And for all of the Night Zoners around the world, we truly appreciate you being there. David Baker is with us tonight, and we'll be taking your calls. So if you have a question, an issue, a problem, give David a call. We'll see what we can do for you. Let me caution all of the psychic friends out there in the internet world. Be careful when traveling through the Middle East. Apparently, a Lebanese man sentenced to death in Saudi Arabia for sorcery, and he's been given a temporary reprieve on Friday. Apparently, Mr. Sabat, who is in his 40s, was the host of a satellite TV program in which he predicted the future. He was arrested by the religious police when on a pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia in 2008 and convicted of sorcery. So if you're a psychic, a medium, a visionary, and you've spouted your beliefs out on the internet, be careful. Stay the heck away from Saudi Arabia. And with that said, I'm going to welcome David to the show. Good evening, David Baker. I hope you're not heading to Saudi Arabia anytime soon.
That's a negative, Colin. Good evening, sir. I am not going there. I've read the article. I understand. And
wow.
It's just, you know, it feels like if you go to that particular area of the world, we're going back to medieval times in that perspective, which is truly unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if in the end times, when we are judged, I wonder who will be judged harshest. Because, the idea of sorcery, to be charged for sorcery, for an act you didn't even commit in that country. This was just by satellite, so he was committed by abstentia almost, eh? You know, so pretty strange stuff. I hope Cheryl and the family are well, David.
They are. They're fine, and Cheryl is in the other room listening to the show, of course, a dedicated fan.
That's what I like to hear. Well, tonight was supposed to be a 90-minute show, but as you know, with the communications and the likes, we've cut it down to a 60-minute starting at the bottom of the hour. Now, before the show, I did ask you if you were involved in the earthquake the other day, and you were telling me that you're far enough away. And that is a good thing. That was quite the shaker, apparently.
Yes, it was. And I believe Sandy Gilbert lives south of me, more toward the center of the state. And I'm not sure if she was affected by it, but I still feel she perhaps was north enough. But it was at the bottom of the state, near the Mexican border on both sides. I'm more than halfway north up the state, or just past the middle of the state, about 30 minutes south of San Francisco in Marin County. We did not feel it.
Yeah, interesting, because there's reports that as far as Arizona, they felt the shaking. So there must have been some kind of a tectonic fault that had just kind of wobbled along across the country as opposed to up and down, right?
Well, I'm not a geologist, but I will tell you about the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake, which I did feel. I happened to be outside at my pickup truck. I got 10 guys to try to duplicate the shaking of the truck like the earthquake did. No way. It was bouncing up and down like a lowrider. The telephone poles were swaying, and I actually saw a shockwave come through the garden and the dust go up and the sidewalk move. And
wow.
Additionally, they said the reason that quake was so strong, it shouldn't have been, but the direction of the fault and the waves that were sent apparently bounced off of some type of rock formation there, which amplified the shockwave and sent it in a certain direction, which amplified the strength of the quake. So that could be the same reason Arizona felt it, but we didn't feel it up here because of that.
Yeah. Now, when a calamity like this happens in the ground, when the vibration of the ground changes, David, do you get any changes in the psychic realm? Is anything changing there that you know of?
I feel something before these happen. It's hard to explain. In the past, when a quake happened right where I was, I would always have a dream about the quake, and then it would happen. But I haven't had any that I can recall about the quake, but you know, I get sometimes funny feelings, and the next thing you know, there's a quake.
Right. Yeah. Before we get to the phone lines, and they are starting to light up, we have a 310 standing by. So if you'd just be patient for a few moments. I'd just like to know what your take is on the state of the world in general from a medium's perspective, David. Do you sense the hostility and upheaval becoming prevalent in the spirit world?
Now you're talking about in the spirit world itself?
Well, as it manifests.
Or in the spirit world as far as the people on earth are concerned.
Yes.
I feel that that's something that's been continuous. There are very powerful barriers between the beautiful white light of love and most high and the darkness and the most low. There are definitely the dark energy, negative, bad stuff is actually, we're all pretty much safe from that. It's like a barrier. It can come out with influences only, but through people's free will, if they choose to go to that path, then it could work on them and make a stronger negative influence. The trouble is, if people knew that we're really the spirit and not the material, and would try to break out of that and realize that instead of being stuck in the material, then we wouldn't have so many problems. That's at least one of my beliefs.
Right. In your recent readings, have you been approached by any powerful style of spirits with any messages of importance that seem to be a little out of the norm without saying what the message was, but anything that was seemed to be critical that had to get out there?
No, I haven't had anything like that. They've been mostly focused on the people that I've been working with. However, the messages that I have been getting strongly is just to keep doing what I'm doing to get the word out to as many people as possible, or at least to present it to see how the people feel about that, to see if they want to step outside of the box and look in another direction that may be very positive for them in their lives.
Right. Yeah. And I think the difficulty, again, is everybody's under a great deal of stress. And does stress mask these spirits trying to get through? Do you need a clear mind to allow your spirits that are trying to contact you to get through?
Most definitely. And a good example is, for example, in readings, I've had people that were grieving, really grieving deeply, and they were in tears, they were shaking, they were crying, their minds were just on it, they brought themselves inward, and later they asked me why they haven't had a sign from their deceased loved one, for example. I told them, take a break for a few minutes, set the intention to make a connection with that person, maybe in your bedroom or somewhere, relax, breathe, and focus on them, send them love, and then you'll open up enough to get some signs from them. But anything that's like stress is kind of like lightning bolts around the person's body, and it's hard for a spirit to penetrate that. The best way is to be open to it, relax, eat love, anything like that is easier for a spirit to make a connection with you.
So at least a little bit of relaxation technique and open your mind and your heart and think outside of the box.
That's right. Quiet the self, relax, be open to it. I tell people that, you know, the spirit world, the quietness, the quiet of our world is the busyness of the spirit world. And you can make a connection with it if you just quiet yourself, because it's on a much more higher vibration, very subtle, higher, finer vibration.
Right. I can see that. I can see how you would need that peace and quiet to make it happen. And speaking of peace and quiet, David, I got to do this. We got lines lit up like crazy. When we come back, we're going to have a look at David and open up a couple of lines and let you people have at David for a while. So have your questions ready, and we'll be
David
right back.
David Baker, psychic medium, when we return.
We are not alone in the universe. As the Night Zone continues to navigate uncharted waters, we will attempt to bring you quality information from trusted guests. Tonight is no exception. David Baker, psychic medium, taking your calls in the shadows of the Night Zone. Phone lines are open.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. David Baker, psychic medium, when we return. This is Night Zone Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Phone lines are now open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Fly by the comets, visit asteroids, visit the moon of Mars. There's a monolith there, a very unusual structure on this little potato-shaped object that goes around Mars once in 7 hours. When people find out about that, they're going to say, who put that there? God put it there.
Let the future tell the truth and evaluate each one according to his work and accomplishments. The present is theirs. The future for which I have really worked is mine.
The host calling nuts.
And we are with David Baker tonight, our favorite medium and psychic, and we are going to take some calls. But before we do, David, there was just one thing I was really, really curious about. A couple of shows ago, you saw a spirit around me, and we had a little chat about that. Are you seeing anything tonight?
That's correct. In fact, I was almost tempted when I sent you the message this morning to say that he's still around you, and sure enough, he is, most definitely. Yeah. So I believe that he's not specifically a guide, but someone that wants to guide and help you and give, is making a great attempt to give back as much as he possibly can.
Well, that's good, because I need all the help that I can get. David, we're going to open up the phone lines. We have a 310 area code. 310, you are on the air. Your first name, geographical location, and your question for David, please.
Hello?
310, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very, very well. How are you, sir?
Good. This is Vince. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
All righty.
And I got a, first of all, I've been at work for 2.5 years. No, I have applied for a few jobs online the last couple of weeks, and I'm still waiting to hear from them. I'm just wondering if you see me working anytime soon, because I'm desperate. I'm down to my last $50.
Okay, I'll put you, 310, I'll put you on hold. David, the gentleman from Los Angeles has been out of work for a couple of years. He's getting down to his last couple of bucks. Do you see anything for him in the near future?
Yes, most definitely, and I want to encourage him. I really feel touched in my heart. I can tell by his voice that, you know, he's just coming to the end. I want to encourage him to not do that, but to actually see him getting something soon, because he knows he can do it, he can do it, he will do it, and he will get something. And the first month I saw was May, and at first I thought to myself, oh my gosh, May, but I just realized we're in April, so it's not far off. I believe within 6 to 8 weeks he will be employed again. So I encourage you not to give up. You will get something, and it's a rough road, but nothing's gained from having something handed to you. But on that note, just keep going, and something will come to you soon. And I'm getting May, 6 to 8 weeks.
That's excellent. 310, I'm going to open up your phone line again, because I have a question to ask you. So what is the profession that you work in? And I'm just waiting for Blog Talk to let that.
I've always been in the manufacturing and production industry, but so that's what I'm looking for. But also, too, my heart and soul lies in acting.
Okay, so you want to be an actor, but yeah, you can work in an industrialized setting in Los Angeles if you had to.
Right.
All righty. Okay, thank you. 310, appreciate your time. So those people out there in the Los Angeles area, you know, there are people out there that are ready and willing to work. If you have a job for this guy, you know, let the Night Zone know, and we'll get in touch with him. And we'll see what we can make of that. David, I have a 732 number. 732, you are on the air. Your first name, geographical location, and your question for David, please.
Hi, my name is Barbara. I'm in New Jersey.
Hello,
and hi, David. Hi, Colin. I have a question. I wanted to know, actually, I asked David a few questions before, but who my son's spirit guide is, my son Tommy. Not Tony, but the little guy. If David would know that.
Well, I'm getting immediately, I've got the word William, if that makes any sense to you. I've got the word William for one of his particular guides.
Okay. Yeah, because I've never asked you that. I mean, I know everyone else is, but I just keep forgetting about the little guy.
Yes, and this William, it has a sense of humor. He's shown me like a William Tell outfit and a European connection. So he's definitely
my son's personality too. Yeah.
Okay, then that makes sense. Then that's what he wants to be called, is William.
William.
Yes, that's one of many that he has. But that's the one that you're speaking of that shows himself at this particular time.
Oh,
and he does
so that's
have
why
a,
he's acting like that. Okay.
Sure. He has a light, jovial sense of humor.
Yeah, yes, and yeah, that's why he's my, you have to see, you've seen the pictures probably on my Facebook of him.
He has a lot of energy going on, doesn't he, your son? Not
yeah,
Tony, but
yeah.
Spoke of, yes.
Yeah,
a lot of energy there.
Go happy, go lucky, just a joke, like he's three, and he makes he jokes like he's an adult. Like his joke, like the way he comes
knowing.
Off.
Yes, he has a knowing, and he has a knowing in advance, and he knows about the spirit world and everything like that. He kind of reminds me of me, the feeling I'm getting when I was younger too.
Yeah.
He already knows about spirit, and is that right? It's natural to him. Am I correct?
Yeah, and he's very quiet. Like it doesn't bother him. He walks around. It's not like Faith when she's walking around. She's like, oh, and he just looks at it and goes, yeah, and starts laughing and walks away. You know, he doesn't, like, not that he doesn't acknowledge it, he just doesn't, it's, like, natural to him to see it and to know it. And I wonder why he sits there and laughs for no reason. Like, he just cracks up. The things that he watches on TV, like, he laughs like an adult would laugh at a show, at a cartoon. It's just,
that is correct.
Strikes me funny because he's like an old man in a little body.
Maybe he's an old spirit. Is that possible, Barbara? He may be an old spirit, and this is all familiar to him.
I think so, because I know when he was born, I could see it in his eyes. I was like, wow, this boy is different, and I've seen it in my son Tony's eyes also. And his was a little bit different. The personalities are a little bit different. My son Tony's personality is a little bit more like my daughter Faith's, with the spirits and seeing them and the fear. But my son Tommy, he'll tell me, I've seen a ghost. Okay.
Can I say something about Tony and Faith?
Yeah.
You see, Tony and Faith are mediums too. Now, the reason Tony is going through a lot of that is because they're developing him into, he's going to be a known medium in the future,
right.
A great medium, not only through public, his upcoming book, and radio. Now, the daughter really has the gift too, but that I don't feel is her calling. I feel her calling is going to be artistic. Tony's his mediumship, and he also will be teaching that. And then as far as your younger son, he'll have the gift, kind of like some members of my family, but really won't do a lot with it. But he will channel that gift to do something else, perhaps technical in the future. Does that, any of that make any sense to you?
Because he likes to rip stuff part that just drives me insane. He tries to put it back together. He's very methodical with his toys, like little things. He knows how to put racetracks together. He knows how to.
I think that's a boy thing. I don't know why, but.
But I've never seen a. I mean, in my own, like, I've seen my son Tony do it and other boys, but he will. You give him a racetrack, just the whole box, and open it. He'll put it together.
Great.
Not looking at it's right, and I'm like, oh, he scares me, you know.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Barbara. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
It sounds like you have a very wonderful family. So cherish them and enjoy them, I think, is the best way to go, David, and nurture whatever energies and powers they seem to be, right?
I totally agree. Thank you, Barbara, for calling, and go with it in a positive direction. Everything will be much better in the future.
There you go. So, ladies and gentlemen, phone lines are open for the next 30 minutes or so. If you have a question for David, by all means, make sure you dial the number, you know, come on down and talk to David, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Now, David, when you make contact with a spirit, you mentioned before that it's like they're like in another room or behind smoky glass. Do you think they would see us the same way?
That is correct. We're energy to energy. So their energy, they see energy. But, you know, in their mind, in their clairvoyance, which they have, they can focus on us like, you know, for example, myself, I can focus on them through clairvoyance. So we can certainly see each other, most definitely. They do see us. They see our homes. They see what we do. They don't spy on us because, you know, they're bigger than that. But they do. They are aware of what we do and what's going on with us for the most part. In fact, I have a visitor in my room here. After the show started, I heard some sounds, and I knew that it's either my father or my guide that's behind me right now. But, yes, they do. They see us.
Okay. I have a message coming from the virtual studio from Valerie C. Great show. Love David's book. And that is the Spirit Garden, isn't it?
Is that your last book? Medium's Journey.
Yeah, the Spirit Garden Medium's Journey. That's your last book, right? Do you have any more on the go, David?
Yes, definitely too. First, thank you, Valerie, for the nice compliment and for listening. I am working actually on two right now, and I'm not sure. I'll throw out a couple of names. One might be Medium David Baker, The Journey Continues, and the other one might be Talking to Spirit. I'm not sure, but I have so much information coming to me right now that if you want to ask me, I think I have about 600 pages of information, so I'm going to have to make that into at least two books. But I'm working away at it.
Good man. Well, you know, when you're ready to release those books, you definitely got a time on the show, you know that. I have to say, David, that you probably noticed this on Sandy's show a couple of weeks ago. I'm consumed with some of the writings and theories that I've been reading that consider ghosts to be some kind of a vibrational change in a time continuum. What I'm trying to get my head around is this time issue, time in relationship to vibration, but Is it the same time to a spirit as it would be to us?
I would say no. Only us in the material realm, where we're at right now in this sphere of material, we have something that we can touch, something that we can look at, something that we can make comparisons to, like the yin-yang, the night, the day, the moon, the stars. And we measure time by the movements of those. And each action we make, you know, is a movement forward in time which can be measured. Now, in the world of energy, the other layers or realms of spirit, dimensions, whatever you may want to call it, like the astral plane where the ghosts reside, and the higher, finer vibrations as you go up higher in the spheres towards what we call heaven, they do not have time. Everything that's already happened and will happen has happened or most likely happened with many possibilities. Without confusing people, if somebody passed away in the Civil War and didn't go to the light, but stayed there. There's a possibility that if this person got shot by a sniper and he was instantly dead without being aware of it, he could still be walking around stuck in that particular time, not knowing he's dead, because when you're in the spiritual body, that's actually your natural body, not this one. The person wouldn't feel dead, and he'd probably be confused. And to him, time wouldn't go by like it does to us. He could have been dead 160 years, and to him, it could be 160 days or less.
Right. Right. So when someone dies in the 70s, and you talk to the spirit, do you see them in the costume of the 70s that they died in, or is it an up-to-date modern attire? Is it I'm trying to grasp the visualization of this.
I did a reading for somebody.
Right.
At first, they showed me the way they looked before they passed over. So the sitter, person I was doing a reading for, could identify whom this person is. Then they want to bring back memories. When they showed how they crossed over, they showed me, of course, they were dressed up nicely, how they liked to dress before they were hospitalized,
right.
You know, with a dark suit, a nice hat, and so forth. Then they brought me back to the past for memories, and they showed themselves to me in farmer's coveralls, sitting on a tractor, and their hair was short and dark. They didn't have any wrinkles in their face. So spirit can pretty much show us what they need to show us to get the message across. It
right.
doesn't matter. But a ghost is another story. If somebody died in the 70s and they like to go discoing, most likely I'll see somebody in bell bottoms with a colorful shirt and an afro or something
like that. Now that would be a scary sight, wouldn't it, eh? And it's bad enough seeing a ghost, but a ghost from the disco era would scare the heck out of you, I think.
Well, maybe some people. Fortunately, I'm not afraid of any of that, but I'm sure it would scare people that don't understand those things.
Well, as an ex-old DJ, I'm scared of disco, David. I got to tell you, I'm scared to death that disco will ever make a resurgence.
Ah, I see your point. You have a great sense of humor there, Colin. You got me on that one.
Thank you. But the reason I ask is because there's an old legend in the city of York in England. And at certain times of the year, it can be seen that a column of legionnaires will walk straight through a 3-foot concrete wall along a road that no longer exists. And you can hear their feet, and they're huffing and puffing as they walk by, and then they walk into the oblivion and through another solid wall. And apparently this happens at certain times of the year. And that's why I was asking, is this just a memory that is replaying itself, or are these spirits really not understanding that they're dead?
Actually, what they're most likely seeing are not active spirits that one may interact with, but a magnetic imprint that plays itself out on certain anniversaries of something. There had to have been a lot of strong energy there to make that imprint. And not only that particular area, but in the southwestern United States, people have been camping at a certain time of night. They hear wagons going by and people's voices and things like that. And in Hawaii, they have these night walker warriors that they experience at a certain time of the year each year. That is magnetic energy. If a medium or a ghost hunter or somebody wanted to interact with them, it would seem the spirits didn't notice them at all. But now, if it's an active spirit that's hanging around there, you would definitely get some interaction.
Makes sense. Tell you what, David, we're a little late on a break here, so let's take a quick break. When we come back, we have another phone line that's starting to reload, and we'll take some more calls. So everybody hang in there.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com.
This was Concept 405.
These guys did a pass like 2,000 feet above, just off the left side by a mile.
Not much question at all. What's their life throughout the universe? we're not alone.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. Night Zone Radio is a research tool for those who wish to investigate, understand, and become informed on paranormal activity. The following information is presented in good faith as we continue to seek the truth, thinking outside the box. And we remind all listeners, caveat emptor.
Was originally aired live long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, many detected crazy transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure.
Night Zone Radio. Background music and bumps can be found at GarageBand.com. Support your local artists. For as the lightning comes forth from the east and shines as far as the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Your host, Colin Knight.
There's not much question at all, but there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe. No truth.
And as we head into the final 24, David, couple of questions that are coming up from our virtual studio. First one, David, what do you think about spirits that play havoc on you when staying in a hotel? Anything you can?
I can remember.
This comes from Valerie C.
Okay, I can remember one specific time, many times, but this is one thing that comes immediately to mind. Back in the early 70s, I was staying in an old hotel in an old area by myself, and boy, was there a lot going on there, but there were other things on my mind at that particular time, and I really didn't focus on it. I accepted it. Anyway, I had just started a new job, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, I felt somebody sit on my bed, and I was locked in my room by myself. I turned on the lights. Nobody was there, but sure enough, at the end of the bed, the night sheets or blankets had been crumpled like somebody had sat on it, and I got a vision of a female spirit interacting with me and a male spirit to the back. Or I would say these are not spirits from the light, but they're just ghosts that died there. Then a week later, about 3 or 3:30 in the morning, my covers started to come off of me, and I opened my eyes and I watched it just to make sure I wasn't sleeping. I can see the covers coming off of me, and I let them go about 2 feet before I grabbed them, and I said, all right, I know you're there. If you want to communicate or mess with me, do it in the morning. I got to sleep and get up for my job. And so that was the end of that particular instance. I wasn't afraid of anything. I just suppose I'm used to it, but that's just an example of things that have happened to me in different hotels that I've been in.
So Valerie,
I hope that helps.
Valerie should just kind of accept what's happening around her and just let the spirits know that she's staying for just a short time and to go about their business, and she'll go about hers.
That's correct. And Valerie, also know that you have powerful protection around you. All you have to do is give the word that you don't want to be disturbed, and you are safe.
There you go, Valerie. Hopefully that answers your question. And we have a 415 caller up on the line, David. So we'll open up 415, your first name, geographical location, and your question for David.
I do have a question. This is Valerie, and I was in the chat room asking David these questions.
Oh, okay. Thank
and
you,
I'm
Valerie.
From Northern California, not too far from David.
Excellent.
Hi,
so
Valerie.
So did the information make sense to you there, Valerie?
It did make sense. I'm going to take it one step further and ask David a question about a specific. It was kind of similar to David, what you just described, your experience in the hotel with the spirits. And I love that you're never afraid of them. I always feel like I'm taken off guard. you know, it's like they go, oh, that one's going to have a fear factor, so let's show ourselves to her. And I do. It does frighten me at first, but then I kind of move past that. But my question was, last time it happened to me in a hotel, I was in Washington, D.C. This was about 8 months ago. And, you know, one thing I really didn't like about our room was that it was right next. Actually, a wall was connected to the electrical utility closet. So I think that probably was a conductor in having this ghost appear in living color to me. Do you think, David, that the electrical charge, you know, like storms or an actual electrical closet has anything to do with, you know, being a way for them to come in and be seen?
What a great question, David.
In the past, a lot of teachers, mediums would talk about spiritual connections, and they would use the word, you know, using your magnetic powers or in the magnetic. They were pretty spot on at that time. We're energetic beings, and so is spirit, and they need some type of energy to manifest in a particular way. Ghost hunters often find their batteries drained when they're ghost hunting, but when they drain, or some of them drain, they usually get a voice on tape or something on film or a sound or some type of manifestation. Spirit needs to draw that energy from that area of that room or from those batteries to do something. And so that makes a great deal of sense. For example, a place I work that's haunted, the activity always seems to pick up a great deal when there's a thunderstorm or something like that going on. Then the activity is really off the scale. When there's no energy like that around, then things quiet down. But most definitely, that does have a lot to do with why spirit manifested. And because you're a medium, and I think that's pretty amazing that you actually saw an apparition, because that's quite rare.
And and you talk about the electrical charge, and this is the stuff that I had been reading recently about the changing of frequencies that possibly could create those manifestations of other dimensions. It's a pretty funky theory, David, and it's hard to get my head around, but the pieces come together that make it seem that something about electrical discharge, lightning storms, somehow change our vibration for a short time, don't you think?
Definitely has some type of an effect on us, for sure.
And I see we have a 231 caller up. So 231, you are on the air. Your first name, geographical location, and your question for David, please.
Hi, my name is Jeannie. I'm calling from Michigan, and I would like to know about my spirit guides, please.
Okay, David.
I see three female spirit guides that are working with you right now, and let's see, blue, green, and purple colors they are, and the purple one is showing me that because she says they're working together with her, with you, and the purple one, I'm getting the name immediately, Violet, Violet, the color Violet.
Uh-huh.
That's what she's saying, and that's what she's showing, that's the color, but yeah. The main one is Violet is working with you. One of them is working with you on a typing, something you do on a computer or writing or something like that. But Violet is directing these other guys to work with you in what you're doing. Does that make any sense so far?
Yes.
And how close to accurate that would be, Carla?
Pardon me?
How close to accurate do you think that David's statement was to how you feel?
Pretty accurate. I do believe that I have three guides. I didn't know that they were all female. I only knew of one female, and I do know her name, but I didn't know the names of the other two. And I'm a Reiki master, so I'm just normally I see animal visions, but now that I'm Reiki 3, I guess my vibration is higher. I'm starting to see more people. And that's why I'm wondering if I'm seeing my spirit guides.
Yes, Violet's a master guide, and she's directing the one in blue for your rising higher in the spiritual realm and to bring your information out and your help out to people. However, the one in green seems to be the healer guide that's assisting you in the healing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it. We hope that the information David gave you will help you on your way. I can't believe we're banging through 1 hour here, David, with all kinds of speed. And major amounts of information is coming down the pike here from various people. So much information, we can't process it on air live. But a question here is, when a quake hit your region, David, does it also affect the spirit world? Do the communications to the other worlds get difficult, or do they change?
I haven't noticed. The only vibration I've noticed is to my body, the physical, in some way, these waves are coming to me and the environment around me. However, it doesn't seem to affect my connection to spirit at all.
Okay. Another question here is, during a disaster or chaos, do you sense more spiritual contacts, or is it a cacophony of contact? Is it just everything and anything coming at you during a disaster, or does it get very, very specific?
Yes, I feel really negative, like it in a bad, sad mood. It kind of feels like somebody hurt my feelings. It's really something difficult to deal with, and I really have to work to get it away. I've had prophetic dreams about a lot of things like that, disasters, Hurricane Katrina, 9/11, the tsunami in the Pacific, and other events, the London bombing, all this I've had dreams about, and then I've had this strong negative feeling hanging over me. And in my dreams, I've also seen myself participating in crossing over the spirits to the other side.
Interesting. And how do you reconcile those feelings of that loss or abandonment or that feeling that you must feel if you are experiencing those issues? How do you reconcile that back to the land of the living, if you will?
I try to first I understand that that's just the natural way of the universe. It's all natural, not unnatural. Some people that are stuck in it perhaps wouldn't understand that. But then as far as myself, I always have to reground myself, clear myself, and shield myself. And then I'm able to go on.
I have a question from a UK listener. Now, it's got to be, 4:15, 4:17 in the morning in the UK. But we appreciate those that are actually live listening to the Night Zone in the UK at this time of morning. It's a little tougher question. With the pain inflicted with the Catholic Church mess, do you get any Irish children spirits trying to send messages to their ancestors in the United States? Now, that's a difficult question to answer, but can you get anything out of that, David?
Doesn't matter. There's so many things going on in this world, but most definitely, I'm not sure it's specifically about the religion itself. I'm pretty sure it's more specifically about the well-being of those people trying to send messages and guide them, whether they be in one particular religion or not, or whether there is religious strife going on. Of course, definitely the loved ones in spirit would definitely try to send helpful messages to them if they're in strife at this particular time in any situation, especially something like that. I would say yes, that they are definitely trying to send the messages for sure.
Okay. Here's a message from our last show, David, that we didn't get to the last time around, so it's as good a time as any, I guess. John D. in Washington State wrote, if my family died in Europe and I live in the U.S., how do spirits find their families to send messages and connect?
I've done readings like I am right now to all around the world. It doesn't matter. See, we're in the world of the material. So we'd have to get on a jet, something material, to bring us to another distance. And in the spirit world, you know, each human has a fingerprint that identifies us as a human. Right. Each snowflake is unique. Well, each spirit contains its history, its energy, its personality. And all one has to do here, for example, is think about somebody in the spirit world, which has millions and millions, perhaps billions of spirits, and you can instantly connect with that spirit. And the spirit can also do that to us here. There is no distance in the spirit world like there is here. So it doesn't matter if you're hiding in a bunker, you know, 2 miles down, they'll find you instantaneously. It's no problem. I guess we have, it's almost like a telephone switchboard operator, but
maybe
this is something that just happens instantaneously.
Maybe this is a universal friend finders or something.
Could be.
Yeah. Could
but
be
it's actually quite enough. Natural.
Yeah. Question out of our virtual studio. David, do you think that there are a lot of people transitioning during this shift that is going on globally? Do you think there's a lot of spirits that are transitioning because of these earthquakes and disasters?
I don't think that has anything to do with it. However, I did notice that last year there's an unusually higher level of high-profile people passing away. And then I've noticed friends and family and acquaintances that there was a lot more crossing over there too. And it kind of makes you think. But I believe that, you know, with larger passings over, a lot of people are deciding certain times, I'm done and I'm going home and I'm not coming back.
Right.
I don't believe, though, it has anything to do with 2012 or anything like that.
Okay, yeah. And there are a lot of questions as to the timing of 2012, whether it's actually accurate or not, with all of the calendars that we've used over the years and how we've screwed up the time system anyway. So I agree with you, David. Things can happen that do not have to tie to 2012, that's for sure. I have Jackie sending an email from Edmonton, Alberta, and she writes, can you tell me when the Edmonton Oilers will win the Stanley Cup again? Well, that being hockey, David, I think that's kind of my league, more so than any kind of spiritual medium. So let me say that the Oilers dominated the Stanley Cup championship a number of years ago, and it wasn't until Peter Pocklington traded Wayne Gretzky to the Sharks in Los Angeles that Edmonton fell apart. They're a good team. They're young. They're not hungry enough, much like the Mighty Flames in Calgary. But we continue to believe, and reality tends to ground our dreams when it comes to hockey. Question from Samantha in New Jersey. Can spirits enter physical form, David?
Spirits can enter into a physical form, most definitely. As far as a ghost is concerned, you can see them, and you may even be able to touch them, and so are crossover spirits, too. They can use energy from the room around them to, and people around them to use what's called their material form consists of ectoplasm. And yes, they can become a solid person, and there's been many stories of that somebody was in a restaurant, the waiter came up, took the order and left, and then later on somebody asked the manager, well, where's the order? Well, you didn't order yet. The waiter didn't come. Yes, they did, and they described the waiter, that person doesn't work here, so forth and so on, and the waiter even, you know, put flowers on her table, things like that. So yes, most definitely. There's so many stories. They can become solid.
Right. Good. One email from T, T as in Tom, T as in Terry, just T, from Fort Dix. Now, I have not verified this email, David, but the email is, I'm about to be deployed to Afghanistan. I have a few buddies who have died there, and I feel their presence with me. Will they come back to Afghanistan with me? Wow.
Yes, for protection, most definitely. They knew what's happened, and they know what they have to do, and to finish their mission is to bring her home safe.
Wow. Well, T, what can I say? Thank you for your service. When you're over there, you listen to your sergeant, you keep your head down, and believe in yourself and believe in your team when patrolling. And as David said, your spirits will be with you. The mission isn't over until you're home safe. So do you ever fear a spirit, David, that makes contact with you?
I never have, and I always have, you know, great spirits. But I've been to certain locations where I have run into malevolent spirits, of course. I can feel negative energy. I've had it a few times. That's so powerful that I necessarily wasn't afraid of them, but it makes you feel like you're afraid of them. It's just that such negative energy charge that it felt like my hair was standing up. I had chills or goosebumps all the way up and down my body, and I literally had to stop because the energy was so nasty, so dark, so negative, and it did make you feel scared even though I didn't. So I had to confront that and kind of like say, oh, I didn't mean to come here, or they tell me, get the heck out of there, they don't want me here, and I say, okay, I don't, you know, curse at them or anything, I treat them with respect, I turn around, and I walk away, and I tell them that they don't have permission, you know, to follow me or anything like that, but I wouldn't say I was afraid of them, but I would say that I have respect for them.
Right, and that makes a great deal of sense, because if they instill fear, then they would probably feed upon that, so... You know, it's like the old garlic around the neck to keep away vampires. The best thing to do is stay as positive as possible in the eyes of your adversary, regardless of whether it be spirit or real, right?
That's correct. And if you do give in the fear, that they will feed off of that, and it'll give them strength. Just like if you don't, and you're with a positive spirit, and you send them love, it seems to make everything much better.
Yeah. David, I can't believe we got to the end of the show again. We could talk for days, I'm quite sure. And absolutely fabulous as usual, sir. How can people get in touch with you, David?
They can go to my website, www.davidbakerspiritmedium.com. That's one word, no hyphens or anything, davidbakerspiritmedium.com. On there, I have my contact email, mediumdavidbaker@comcast.net, and also links to Twitter, Facebook, and so forth.
That's excellent. David, once again, sir, an absolute pleasure, and we're going to be rebooking you again real soon, sir.
Thank you, Colin. It's been a pleasure, and thanks to everybody that listened and called in.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, David Baker, spiritual medium, one of the most interesting people I've had the opportunity of interviewing in the Night Zone, and we look forward to having David back in not too distant future, and we'll look at some more call-in lines. That's it, that's all. That's about the end of the show. I can't believe we got to the end of it. A little rocky start at the beginning, but we did get a 60-minute interview from Mr. David Baker. In the meantime, in between time, that's it, that's all. Another edition of the Night Zone.
Hey, Zonas, got a minute? I'm sure we all know someone who is experiencing difficult times during this recession, either with unemployment or financial problems, or in relationships. I have friends like that. I would like to remind you that we are all in this together. So if you have friends experiencing hardships, support them with your advice. If you have acquaintances who are having rough times, nurture them with your friendship. Show them kindness. If you have family members who are having difficulties, show them your love. And if you have people in your life who have almost given up, throw them a lifeline of kindness. Remember the golden rule, but for the grace of God, go I. Blessings upon your household. Until then, next time we meet.
This has been a Night Zone production in association with BlogTalkRadio.com.